Chapter 10. My Last Home. There were lots of horses at the sale, but they all looked tired and ill. Many of them had scars on their legs, and they were very thin. Then a man came to look at me. There was a little boy at his side. "Look at this horse, Willie," said the man. "He looks tired, but I think he's a good horse. Perhaps he was once a carriage horse." The man stroked my neck, and I rested my head on his shoulder. The little boy said, "Poor old horse, but he likes you, Grandpa. Please, will you buy him?"
"He's a good horse, sir," said Mr. Skinner as he came forward. "He's still quite young. He's just tired, that's all. If you feed him well and let him rest, you can sell him for a good price."
"I like him," said the man. "I want to give him a chance. I'll give you £5 for him." Willie clapped his hands and laughed. "Thank you, Grandpa," he cried. And so I went to live on Mr. Thorogood's farm.
"Give him oats twice a day," Mr. Thorogood told his groom.
"And he must go out in the field during the day to eat some good fresh grass." Then he turned to Willie.
"And you can look after him," he said.
Willie came to see me every day, and we became good friends. Slowly, I began to feel better.
"Look at him, Willie," said Mr. Thorogood. "His coat is shining, and his legs are getting stronger."
When spring came, Mr. Thorogood harnessed me to a light carriage. It felt strange to work after such a long rest.
"He looks well," Mr. Thorogood told Willie when we came back. "We must find a good home for him now."
One day, in the summer, the groom brushed me carefully and cut my mane and tail. Then Mr. Thorogood hitched me to the carriage and climbed into the driving seat with Willie.
"I hope the ladies will like him, Grandpa," said Willie.
"I'm sure they will. He's a good-looking horse, and he's kind and gentle," replied Mr. Thorogood.
We were a couple of miles out of the village when we came to a house with a pretty garden. Mr. Thorogood went to ring the doorbell. Then he went into the house and left Willie with me. After about 10 minutes, Mr. Thorogood returned with three ladies. The youngest lady looked at me and said,
"He has a kind, handsome face. I like him very much."
But then one of the other ladies said,
"Look at his knees. He's had a bad fall. Perhaps he will have another."
"Many good horses have scars on their knees," Mr. Thorogood said. "They fall because they are badly treated. If you look after him, he will do very well. Try him, ladies. And if you are not pleased with him, I will take him back."
In the morning, a young groom came to ride me to the ladies' house. He put me in a comfortable stable and gave me some hay. The next morning, the groom came to brush my coat. As he worked, he talked to himself.
"He has a white star on his face," he said.
"It's just like the one Black Beauty had. I wonder where Beauty is now. This horse has one white foot too. Just like Beauty." The groom stood back and stared at me. Then he said,
"It is Black Beauty. It's good to see you again, my old friend. Do you remember me? I'm Little Joe Green. I was the boy who nearly killed you."
Joe looked different now. He was a man, not a boy. He had a black beard and a deep voice. But I remembered him. I put my nose into his hand, and he patted me and stroked me.
"Someone was cruel to you in the past, Beauty," said Joe. "But you're here now, and I will look after you." That afternoon, Joe harnessed me and hitched me to a light carriage. The youngest lady came out of the house and Joe helped her into the driving seat. Then he climbed up to sit beside her. "I'm going to see what you are like," she said to me. She picked up the reins and we set off. She was a good driver and she told Joe that she was pleased with me. Then Joe told her that I was called Black Beauty and that I was Squire Gordon's old carriage horse. When we got home, the other ladies came to ask about me. "He did very well," said the youngest lady. "I'm very pleased with him, and I think I will keep him. Joe told me all about him. He belonged to Squire Gordon, and his name is Black Beauty. I'm going to write to Mrs. Gordon and tell her that we have her favourite horse." After this, I went out with the carriage every day. All three ladies rode in it. They were very pleased with me and said that they were happy to keep me. It is a year since the ladies bought me. I love it here. Joe Green is the best and kindest groom. I have plenty to eat and my work is light. My strength is slowly coming back. And at last I am happy again. Willie often comes to see me, and he treats me as his special friend. The three ladies promised that they will never sell me, and so I have nothing to worry about. My troubles are all over, and my story ends here. But some mornings, when I am still half asleep, I still think that I am with my friends Ginger and Merrylegs, standing under the chestnut tree at Birtwick Park.